I'm involved in the meetings in the afternoon Sunday school in Sandy Row and also the Tuesday Explore Club in Tuckmona. And if you live in those areas and you want to come, then you get in contact with us. Well, this is day 4 of our High Five Bible Club, and we've been learning that God is holy, God is love, God is powerful. I wonder what we're going to learn today. Well, make sure to listen very carefully to the lesson, because there's a quiz at the end and there's prizes to be won.
Strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The rivers are His, the mountains are His, the stars are His and Him are too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do.
Boys and girls, day 4 of our High Five Bible Club, and we've got a challenge. And the challenge is, I wonder, have you ever saw one of these? Well, you might later on. I want to see if you can guess what our theme is today, or what our topic is today. What are we going to learn? So here we go. So I'll spell it out and see if you can shout out the word as quick as you can. Okay, so it goes like this. W I S E. What is it? Wise. God is all wise. And we're going to learn more about that today. Well done. Okay, let's do our prayer drill. So we'll put this in my pocket just now and we'll do our prayer drill. Okay, so come on. I want you to get on your feet. Can you jump? Yeah? Well, you get way and well up. And we're going to try it right now. Okay, so I'm not going to do it twice. I'm going to do it once, because I think you know it by now. So here we go. So shake your hands. Ready? P-R-A-Y. Let's bow our head as we come into God's presence. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this new day. We thank you for all that we're learning already here at High Five Bible Club. We just thank you that we can meet with so many people online, and so many people can hear more and more about thyself. We just pray that you'll be with us now and help us all to enjoy the program, help us to sing, help us to take part in the quizzes, competitions, and as we listen to your precious word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, here we go.
Okay, boys and girls, so today we are learning that God is wise. And the Bible verse we're going to be learning today is found in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." I wonder, can we all say it together this time and join me? After two. One, two. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Very good. Okay, this time I would like you to say it quietly. Okay, we're all going to whisper this time. You ready? After two. One, two. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Very good. Okay, this time we're going to say it really, really loud. Okay, after two. One, two. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Brilliant, boys and girls. Okay, now I would like to teach you some actions to help you remember this verse. Okay, so the first action we're going to do when we start, "And we know that all things work together for good." Okay, so can we say that first of all? Are you ready? One, two. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "And we know that all things work together for good." Well done. Okay, this time we're going to do the rest of the verse. Okay, so "we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Okay, let's try and say it all together then. Are you ready? After two, one, two. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God." Very good, boys and girls. Well done.
All right, boys and girls, we're going to be doing a missionary song, so let's join in.
Children all around the world, children just like me, children everywhere on earth, across the land and sea, they need to hear that Jesus died and lived to set them free. Who will go and let them know, oh Lord, send me? There are children in my neighborhood, children I to play, children who have never heard that Jesus is the way. He died and came alive again and lived to heaven today. Help me go and let them know, oh Lord, I pray.
Boys and girls, where am I at today? Do you see the picture? Where do you think this is? This is somewhere in Northern Ireland. I want you to tell me the name of it. And I want you to tell me the place where it's at. Okay? So go and get someone quickly. Run into the kitchen, get your mum or whoever you need to get, whoever's there. If you don't know the answer, and get them to come in and see if they can guess this picture before it disappears. Go quickly. Okay? Here we go. Right? You know what the answer is? I'll tell you shortly. Okay? Think about this. A wee boy called Tony. And he was just a wee lad. And he practiced and practiced for his local team. He would go to all the practices. But he got a message, his mum got a message this day to say, "Tony, we don't need you on Saturday. You haven't been picked for the team." And Tony heard this. He just said, "Why should this happen to me? Why?" Well, I can't give you a simple answer to why some things like this happen. Sometimes there's bigger things happen in our lives, and we ask the question, why? But I want us to talk about something today that hopefully will begin to answer some of your questions. Because today we're going to think about that God is wise. So, he is also in control. The Bible reminds us in Romans chapter 16, and if you've got a Bible, why not look it up? Romans chapter 16 and verse 27. And it simply reminds us that God is wise. You can read about it in that verse, though, how God is wise. And it simply means God knows everything, and his knowledge and his wisdom is perfect. Perfect. Not like ours. We can make decisions sometimes, and they're the wrong decisions, and they can even get us into trouble. You know, when I think about God, as God looks down on his creation, on his world, in God's sight, the Bible reminds us that the nations, you know, all the countries of the world, in fact, hold on, I've got this ball, and this ball reminds me of all the nations of the world, and there's different places on it. There's places like Japan, and there's places like, there's America, and there is Switzerland, all different nations. And the Bible tells us that as God looks on them, they're but a drop in a bucket. That's how small they are in God's sight. In fact, he says all the people are as grasshoppers. That includes all the presidents and all the prime ministers and all the people at the top of many organizations. They think they're powerful and they're strong and they can do all sorts of things. But you know, God alone is in control, and he sees them just like little grasshoppers. Maybe you do a test in school, or maybe you do a little exam for school, and you try really hard and you work hard, and then you get the letter back and it says, "Sorry, you haven't passed the test or the exam." And we can be really disappointed at times. But I want you to remember that even though this happens at times, and we get disappointments, and things happen in our lives that we can't understand why, I want you to remember that even all of these things that happen, that God still hears prayer, God still answers prayer, and God still is in control. Where do you hear this story? I'm going to throw this over. Right? So, Skye, she's going to visit her granny, and she goes into the house. She loves to go to her granny's house because her granny's house has loads of sweets that her mum won't give her. And her granny loves her to bits too. And she loves to see Skye coming. And Skye came along, she's in her house, what's her granny do? She's got this little bit of material, and she's got a needle and a thread, and lovely colours of thread, and they're going in and out, in and out, in and out, and her granny is embroidering, it's cold, okay? And away, Skye went into the cupboard, into the drawer, where granny keeps the sweets, she got the sweets, and she was eating away at the sweets, and yum, lovely! My mum doesn't let me get these sweets, but granny does! Is that like you? And Skye came in, and granny had finished off what she was doing. She'd set it down on the table, just upside down, and she was going off to do something else. And Skye looked at the thing that she was making, and she looked at it, and she thought to herself, that looks a real mess. Why does granny even bother trying to do something like this? But then her granny came back, and she had turned it over and started just to finish the last few bits. And Skye saw that she created the picture of a lovely dog. It was so lifelike. It was lovely. It was beautiful. You know, Skye at first of all saw that. It just looked as if it was a whole mess. But you know, she saw when it was turned over the real pattern and the real plan that her granny was working to. You see, our granny was wiser than she even thought. And so God, He is working out a plan. Sometimes we can't see it, and sometimes it looks like a mess, and our lives look like a mess. But boys and girls, God is working all things out, even when we don't pass an exam. God is still with us and will still help us. Well, do you remember the first photograph that was up on the screen? It was off Victoria Square. And when the builders started in Victoria Square, they put down the foundations and began to put up some of the metalwork. And if you were to walk past, you'd have thought, that's a real mess. It just looks really ugly. Old concrete and bricks and all sorts of things that were there. It looked horrible. But come back in a few years' time, or less. You don't know how long it took them to build it. But listen, the builders had finished it. You can go to Victoria Square. You can walk now into a lift and go, whoop, right up. I love it. Do you ever do it? If not, try it. And you get up to the top, and it's all glass, and it's amazing, and you can look out right across Belfast, you can see the Belfast shipyard, and you can see different parts of Belfast, the River Lagan. It's beautiful, it's amazing. But when that work started, it looked not so good. In London, the city of London, do you know where London is? Yeah. And 150 years ago, a teenager, he sets out for church. And that day, it was cold, it was winter, and there was, the snow began to come down. Now you probably like the snow, and you would have been made of snowballs, maybe. But this wee boy, 15 years of age, he was going to a church. It was a big church. But the snow came down so heavy, he couldn't get to the big church, so he ended up going down a wee side street, and he went into another small church, just a little hall. And he goes in there, and the minister didn't turn up because of the snow. Couldn't get there. And when he went in, there was another man, and he got up, and he just done his best to speak to all the people that were there, including this 15-year-old boy. And he opened his Bible in a place called Isaiah, the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 45, verse 22, and he read these words, "Look, look unto me, and be ye saved." Not to look unto the preacher that day, but to look to Jesus. And as the man that was speaking that day, he looked down and he saw this boy, and he said to the boy, "Boy, you look miserable. Why don't you look to Jesus? Jesus can save you." And that's exactly what that young boy called Charles Spurgeon done. He trusted the Lord Jesus Christ that day, asking God to forgive his sin, all the wrong that he had done in his life, and he asked Jesus to forgive him and to save him. And he realized what Jesus had done on the cross and the great sacrifice that Jesus has made by taking the punishment that Charles deserved. And Charles trusted the Lord Jesus, and that teenager, Charles Spurgeon, became one of the greatest preachers that London ever had. Wow. There was a snowstorm. It seemed as if Charles couldn't get to the church he wanted to go that day. Everything was going wrong. But God was working out his plan and not Charles's plan. And that's the same in our lives. Mom, dad, parent, grandparent, God is at work, even though you think your life may be a mess. Today's memory verse was, where was it, boys and girls? Well, I'll tell you. Romans 8 and verse 28. And you know what it says? All things work together for good to them that love God. Wow. Isn't that so true? That's so true in all the stories that we've heard about. In fact, there was a man in the Bible called Joseph. And it seemed as if his life just went from bad to worse. And he ended up in prison for something he didn't do. But boys and girls, it tells us at the very end of his story that as he looked back, his brothers had been against him and were even sold him as a slave. But as he looked back, he could say that his brothers meant it for evil against him. But God meant it unto good. And God, through all the circumstances of Joseph's life, well, Joseph worked out God's plan, even though at times he could wonder what was happening. God was at work. And God made Joseph the prime minister. He was preparing Joseph through all those difficulties to be what God wanted him to be. We're going to sing a wee song, and it's called The Wise Man Built His House Upon the Rock. Okay? And when I think about this song, it's actually based on a true story from the Bible, and it's about two builders. And one built his house, lovely house, spent all this time on it, built it on the sand. And what happened? Well, the storm came and washed the foundation away. And when you build your life on the sand, the moving sands of this world, as it were, and all the pleasures that this world can give, at the very end of our lives, if that's all we're trusting in, well, then our lives will never, will as just like that house, that will crash. In other words, boys and girls, we'll never get to heaven. But it's only being like the wise man. What did the wise man do? He built his house, and he did it just the same way, perhaps, but he done something that was so important that the other man, the foolish man, didn't do. He built his house on the rock. And that rock, when the storms came, it didn't wash his house away and didn't crash down and collapse. No, the wise man built his house on the rock, and that reminds us of the Lord Jesus. Boys and girls, if we build our lives in him, we will not be disappointed. And when we trust in him as our Saviour, he will not let us down. And for those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, boys and girls, you can trust him because he goes with you. And he is in control, even at times, just like young Charles found out. Things sometimes that don't work out, God is working them out for his good. So, build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing. Will you do that today? Will you trust the Lord Jesus and ask him to forgive your sin and come into your life? Wow. What he can do, boys and girls, with your life is unbelievable. God is amazing. And boys and girls, when you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, who knows what God can do? Because God alone is in control. God loves us, and he wants us to not only trust him, but to go and live for him and tell others, wow, that's a life worth living because it pleases God. God is wise.
Hello, boys and girls. It's time for our quiz. And as you can see, I have lots of seashells. And under each seashell, there is a score. And these will all add up to see what points we get at the end to see which side wins. So as usual, it's the kids versus maybe the grown-ups, maybe a big brother or sister, okay? So the first question is for the kids. Kids, where was Phil at the start of our story today? Where was he? Yes, he was at Victoria Square in Belfast.
Great job. Okay, let's lift one of these seashells and see what the points are underneath. Great start for the boys and girls. Okay, grown-ups, let's see what you get on your points. Grown-ups, what did we learn about God today? Each day we learn something new about God. What did we learn today? Yes, we learned that He is wise. God is wise. Okay, let's lift up another seashell and see what the points are underneath. Great points for the grown-ups as well. Okay, boys and girls, second question for you. What did Phil say all the nations are like to God? What did he say the nations are like to God? Yes, like a drop of water in a bucket, or like grasshoppers. Yes, okay? So they're really small because God is so big. Okay, so let's see what points are underneath the seashell. Great score, boys and girls. Okay, grown-ups, let's see how you do in this next question. Grown-ups, Phil told a story about a little girl called Skye. What did Skye first think of her granny's embroidery? What did Skye first think of it? Yes, she thought it was a whole mess. It was a whole mess. Okay, let's see what's under the seashell. Oh, grown-ups, I think the kids are taking the lead this time. Okay, kids, last question for you. Last question for the kids. But what happened when Skye looked at the big picture? What happened when Skye looked at the big picture on the other side of the embroidery? Yes, she saw the doll. She saw the picture and she could see that her granny was actually very good at embroidery and she was very wise. Okay. So, let's see which seashell. That's a really great score, boys and girls. Oh, the grown-ups will have to get an amazing score for everyone to beat us now. Okay, grown-ups, last question for you. When things don't work out and everything looks like a mess, who sees the big picture in our lives? Who can see the big picture in our lives? Yes, God can see the big picture. Just like how Skye could see the doll whenever she looked at the big picture, God sees His plan when He looks at the big picture of our lives. Okay, grown-ups, what's our score? Oh, I think the boys and girls have won. Here's the final score. Great job, boys and girls. But hold on, there's one more question. I want you to send the answers of this question to Phil, and you might win a prize. So the bonus question is, what was the name of the boy who became a great preacher in London? Phil told a story about a boy who became a great preacher in London. What was his name? Send the answer to Phil, and you could win a prize.
Thank you. Boys and girls, God is wise.
Hello, boys and girls. Today we're learning about how God is wise, and we've got a little puzzle for you guys to make at home. So, your page will probably look something like this, but I need you to go and get a grown-up to help you to cut out along these lines so you have a square instead of this big page. So, once you've cut it all out, it will look something like this. And this doesn't really look like a puzzle yet, but you'll have instructions in your pack on how to fold it, but I'm going to show you anyway. But just in case you can't follow me, the instructions are there, all written out, so you can take your time. So, first of all, you're going to want to fold it in half so the pictures are on the inside. And you just want to fold it completely in half, like that. Unfold it and fold it again in half so the pictures are on the inside. Once you've done this, you'll unfold it again and you'll have little creases here and here. And you'll want to begin to turn it over so that the pictures aren't facing up. And fold it over each corner into the middle. So once you've folded all your corners into the middle, I'll tell you what to do next. All your corners are in the middle. On one side, you'll see that you have pictures. On the other side, you'll have words. Put it back down the table with the words facing up and fold your corners into the middle again, just like you did the last time. So, in again. Now you have something that looks like this. You just want to fold it in half, unfold it in half again, and then you should be able to put your fingers into the different little corners. And whenever you do this, you should find that you have a little puzzle like this. I hope you have fun with this, and I hope you remember that even if maybe you can't figure out the puzzle, God is wise.
Hi boys and girls, it's Phil here again. I wonder if you've got your worksheets completed. Don't forget. And not only that, what about your crafts? Get them completed. Get someone at home. Take a wee picture of them. Set them down on the table. It might be your worksheets or your crafts or both. Before tonight, ask the parent or guardian. Send them off to our WhatsApp number. And it's coming up on the screen. And it'll be up on the screen at the end. Either that or send it to us on Martyrs Memorial Church Facebook Messenger. You can message us the pictures there. Get someone to do that for you, because these are some of the prizes that you can win, and we have loads of prizes to give out this week. But you need to get them, your pictures all in today, and then we're going to pick winners out, and then next week we're going to deliver all these prizes out. So make sure you're in with a chance to win.
Hello, I'm Mr. Brown, Minister of Martyrs Church. And I'm here to tell you about prizes, competitions that you'll be entering, and you have to have them in on the quiz, on the crafts, on the worksheet by 9 o'clock tonight. And then tune in tomorrow morning at 9:45 in the morning to Martyrs Memorial Productions on YouTube, and you'll find out if you've won or who has won.
Remember, if you're not in, you can't win. Boys and girls, this is the time where we dominate Whiteside and do all the fun activities and games and all of the stuff. But we can't do that this time. But what we are going to do is we're going to go out and enjoy some activities. All right, watch the little videos. I want you to take part and I want you to enjoy it as well.
Hello, boys and girls. Hope you are all keeping well and having a nice wee break off from school. One of the most important things when you're off over the summer months is keeping safe. What are you also going to do is try and stay fit and healthy, which is also good for you. What I'm going to do here is do a couple of wee exercises and then a couple of wee things with the football, if you like football. Alright, so if you bear with us a couple of wee minutes, we're going to do that now. You want to start off with a wee bit of jogging on the spot? And then into a light jog. And and fast to finish off. And then we're going to do is put the knees up. And then the heels up. Also, when you're doing any kind of exercises, key thing is to keep hydrated and drink plenty of water, preferably. It also helps. Now, what I'm going to do is a few wee exercises with the ball. As you can see, I've always laid out, but you can also use jumpers, scarves, hats, whatever you have to do the same job. Key thing is, go nice and slow and try not to twist it. I'm going to run with the ball for a wee bit. Stop, turn, and come back. The other foot. Stop it like that. Another wee thing that's good for your control, I just have the wee row still out, just to try and use both feet. This helps. That was 20. See how many you can do.